Blog Talk Radio.
We're all God's children, and maybe we are, I don't know. But sometimes I find that rather hard to believe, and living in a ghetto like I do, you find a little everything going on, all that fussing and fighting and whatnot. When I'm trying to get my rest, really makes it hard for me to believe. But right now, I would just like to tell you about some of the people you might find in my neighborhood. I know a man who curses his brother. I know a man who thinks of no other. Always chasing after money, thinks a poor man is funny, it's hard. Wow, it's hard to believe he's a child of God. Oh yeah. I know a woman who steals from a mother, and that same she gets drunk one day to another. She kicks her kids out in the streets, puts another man under their father's sheets, and I find it hard. Wow, it's hard to believe she's a child of God. Wear a sheet on Monday. They talk about justice and being free, but they're watching lynching so easily. Yes, it's hard. Hey, it's hard to believe they're children of God. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe right now. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe.
Glad to be back here, right here on KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is yours truly, the King of Kings. Why do the nations rage? Could it be because of Adam and Eve, or Adam and Eve? We're going to be talking about a very familiar passage of scriptures in Genesis 2nd chapter, verse 7, Psalms 2, verse 1, Isaiah 34th chapter, verse 14. People, nations, nymphomania, why is it important to have understanding about what Jesus did and said in his life? Join me, the King of Kings, and my special guest, Queen Deborah D. Randolph, Doctrine in Divinity and Christianity Theology, a must-listen show. We're waiting for him to call in, and I guess that sometimes people, they have their own normality in what they will and what they won't do, and that's okay. You don't blame people for being themselves. People do what they feel comfortable in doing. And sometimes when you go into different subjects, it may be too much or something that people just don't want to deal with. So in the 21st century, when you find out that you're finding what we call the devil is at work, and then you'll find that most of the women are being used for what reason? To belittle the colored man and betray him at the same time. It's all about money. When you see women in the pulpit, it's all about money. You know, how could you take a woman and make her the head of a man? It is outrageous, people. And until we as men wake up and realize that this has to stop, you know, and the only way it stops is if we put a stop to it. So when you talk about the various different races and you're talking about things going on in Genesis, the second chapter, and Psalms, the second chapter, and Isaiah, the 34th chapter, you talk about women being in control. Women, when you ever find out and you do the research, that whenever women are in control, it never works. It never works. You cannot be the head. And these are things that men must begin to stand up and say, whether it gets you a guest or whether it don't get you a guest, whether you stand up and be a man or you stand up and wear panties with ruffles on them like a woman. This is the time when men have to stand up and be men and let the world know that we are still kings and kings of kings. Queens, you cannot be a king. And I don't know who informed you and made you feel like that you can be apostles, you can be the various things and pastors to dictate over a king. Don't you know when you take those positions, you put yourself in authority over a man, which is a king, and it's impossible. And anyone that makes you believe that or you feel that within yourself, it's only because of one reason. I'm telling you, money, money. And your twin, let's do a twin with that power. And most men that sit up on the women like that, they're very shallow in themselves. Very shallow. And they have a lot of women following them that they abuse mentally. And you know that you cannot be a pastor or an apostle. Now, if you're listening out there and you feel that what I'm saying is in jest, then you're welcome to call in. But Jesus had 12 apostles. He didn't make women and men as apostles. And definitely not women. And a man professed to be an apostle, you have to be exceptional today. I mean, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit has been ruling and abiding in you like never before. But if you see an apostle working and walking the earth today, you will see great results. But the results are still the same, and they're getting worse. The nation raged because Isaiah 14, chapter verse 12, Satan was cast down to destroy the nations. Where are our leaders that can fight for us to hold back these attacks that come on us as Christians? When you're dealing with women that is very driven by emotions and sex, yes, queens, by sex. Why? Because it happened back in Genesis. But when you find women that are actually in leadership and they're having sex with men that's in leadership, come on, man, what are y'all doing? Then you go behind closed doors and act like that you're still anointing and you want to fake like you're speaking in tongues and talk about things that is very, insufficient, not important. And these are the things that people don't want to address. Queens, you're totally out of order. And I say that with all respect to you, but you're out of order. You cannot be the head of a man. And whoever taught you that, you know who taught you that, the same one that wanted to destroy nations. These queens that are coming up today in the 21st century, they have very little respect for men. They don't talk to you like a man, and whatever reason, they may come up with the reason or excuse not to address you like a man. And maybe you're not acting like one. Maybe you play video games on TV all day, but you're still a man. Maybe you don't take the responsibility of paying the bill, but you're still a man. You're an irresponsible man. You haven't learned the power of being a king yet. But when you come into the true reality of being a king, then you give them the insignificant things that's not important to them. What is it? Sex. They want to eat all the time. And it's sad because this is what people in America in the 21st century lose themselves with. Food and sex. And you know what comes after that. Laying on your rear end doing nothing. power driven, power stroke. And come on, man, let's be realistic with this. That's why when you find a lot of women that's apostles, they don't like to come on this show, because you cannot be an apostle. You cannot. And if you feel that you are an apostle, then I want to see the great manifestation of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Call in and let's talk about it. I want you to be on the show. I want you to prove to me as a man, as a king of kings, that you are called to be an apostle. I'm not talking about your degrees that you went to education and went to a school here in America that still don't solidify you being the head of a man. What is wrong with you? I'm going to keep saying this until you wake up. What is wrong with y'all out there, queens? You can't take instructions. You don't want to be guided. You don't want to be led, because it's a big payday. And it gives you power over man. Well, as long as there's a man in the earth like me, you'll never have it. You'll never have it, because you are not the head of a man. And neither will you ever be the head of a man. It be little Jesus. It be little Christ. It be little Nazarene vows. How did you solidify yourself to be an apostle? These people that is putting you in that position to be apostle, they're crooks. And these bishops and these apostles that's thinking like they're apostle men, your day is coming. Trust me, you will no longer put these women in position to have a payday. It's a payday. You know, and they play games. Men, you play games by putting these women in position that are not familiar with what it is to be an apostle. There was only 12. Some people dispute about Paul, but Paul was not an apostle. He was made an apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus never called him an apostle on the road of Damascus. Where did you get your apostleship from? Someone told you you was that? Or you found it out in your own little mind that you wanted to be an apostle because it gave you power and validity over a man? You can never, ever have that. Our queens are mostly driven by sex, and these bishops and these people calling themselves apostles are sexing them out. And if you think I'm kidding, go into the Holy Spirit and go into their ministries. It's all about them. It's not about the Holy Spirit. It's about them. It's about them speaking in tongues. It's about them teaching the rapture. It's about them begging for money. They want the tithe. They want to be important. Money don't make you important, people. And the thing that you need to face today is that any woman that is standing in the pulpit and call yourself a pastor and an apostle, it is out of order. It's out of order. You can get upset. You can get angry with me. You can say, I know the Lord called me. The Lord didn't call you to be that. You called yourself. When you don't even know your Bible, how can you be an apostle? When you don't even know the basic elementaries in the Bible, how could you be an apostle? Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see that things is going on in the 21st century that demeans you as a person, as a species, a woman, a man? Wow. Sometimes you get so fired up about it, or even sometimes animated about what's going on, because I just don't understand how people are getting these titles and don't understand the simplicity of the Bible. Don't understand that Adam and Eve was not people of color. Why do you keep on calling yourself these titles and you don't teach the truth? You want to teach salvation and grace. You want to teach paying your tithes. Because why? It makes you look important. You go in there with your big robes on. You know the book of Matthew talk about them that take the higher seat, and they go in there with their philanthropies on, and they want to be greater. That's you today. That's you. And then you feel like if you speak in tongues or you talk about various different subjects, that it solidified you being what you call yourself. You're going to bust hell wide open. And I hope the money that you achieve and the cars and the houses that you achieve, it's worth it, because you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for the rudeness, the ignorance that you have chosen. And men, those who appointed these women as apostles, pastors, you got to be ashamed of yourself. But I know you're not, because you're the same filth that you put in them to be something of magnitude. Queens, you will never be an apostle. You will never be a prophet. You will never be, well, you could say a pastor, but you can't be an evangelist. And you can't be a teacher. But to not to be able to break the bread of life and talk about what happened in Genesis, the second chapter, Psalms, the second chapter, and Isaiah, the 34th chapter, how could you say that you're an apostle and your father put his hands on you and you can't break the word of life? So when people find out these kind of things is going on, they stay away from you because they've been warned. They've been warned. People, listen, how could you call yourself one of authority and you can't carry yourself as an authoritative figure? I done had two people cancel on this show because you know why? Because their hearts is not right. They want to walk in the ability and skills of their education. You don't know anything once you get a doctorate or a master's or a bachelor or associates. You know, what does that make you? That makes you twofold, a flunky of the devil. You have made yourself become something that you are not. And men will only use and abuse you because you cannot be the head over a man. So they will sex you up, and you will be, as a leader, calling yourself repenting, and you're having sex with just about every man coming to your temple, your ministry, that you know that is not a man of the cloth. But you don't care. He's fine. He's handsome. He has a big penis, and that's what you want between your legs. How the nations become destroyed, desolate, because when the queen opened her legs and she began to give the goods away, then the man had no respect for her like he should. Same thing happened in Genesis 2nd chapter. The devil had no respect, none, for women to carry themselves like that. That's why when you see, look at this, you see apostles and pastors and whatever they want to call themselves, they call it the fivefold ministry. They're in the pulpit with pants and dresses on tight enough where you can see a split in their butt almost coming through the dress. How do you expect to be used as an anointed vessel when you look like a prostitute and a whore? And the men that allow these things to go on, wow, I'm just amazed to see this behavior in what we call Christianity in the 21st century. There is a protocol that you should follow. You have to have an understanding what Jesus did and said in his life. And if you can't understand that, do you think that Jesus would allow these kind of behaviors to go on? Jesus is not in your house. It's a sepulchre of dead men bones. It stink. And you solidify yourself and you make yourself feel important amongst your own people that you have dumbed down. And I have, it's sad to say this, but every woman pastor that I have seen or leader that is in control of a man, she belittles him. Because most of them has been hurt. They have been betrayed. How you know, King? I've been there. I've been there. Most women are lazy. They don't clean their home. Their houses is filthy. But they want to be leaders. All they want you to do, I'm telling you, men, is put something between their legs. That's why I asked you about Adam and Eve and Lilith. It's a big story. It's a big story. And a lot have went on between these three people. How do you expect to understand the scriptures if you don't want to face the true reality about them? As long as the Father breathes breath in my life, in my nostrils, and give me life, I will never promote a woman being over a man. It is the greatest, highest level of stupidity. And until men wake up, and I know a lot of queens go stay away from me on this message alone, because you know why? It pays the bills. But you don't pay your bills by manipulating the people. You don't pay your bills by being something that you profess to be that you're not. You cannot be an apostle. Now, if you feel that you are an apostle, then where is the fruits? Even men themselves, that is a high calling to call yourself an apostle. And then you anoint women to be apostles. Because you know why? You want them to look at you as something important and powerful, but you're not. When you lie to become what you are, you're nothing. You're nothing. And this is the time when we, the real kings, must stand up and support the kingdom. This is not kingdom. People are calling themselves kingdoms and they're walking around doing things like this. Women calling themselves apostles, pastors. You could be an evangelist and you could be a teacher. But you cannot rule over the man. Now, that's the Bible. What Bible do you read from? What Bible are you calling yourself an apostle from? Jesus only had 12 apostles. Everybody today wants to be an apostle. You're going to bust hell wide open. And you don't have to believe it, but that's why. Look at the women that call themselves apostles. Their life is not circumspectrum. They're not doing good. They're lying to be there. They're lying to get the power that they're, and they're not getting it. You're only getting the validation of men and women. You're not getting the power from the Father to call yourself this. You must be able to straighten out the things that's going on in the nation. Don't you understand? The devil was chosen to weaken the nations, Isaiah the 14th chapter, verse 12. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach the nation. Are you doing that? Some of you may say yes. And I will tell you, you're a liar and the father of lies. This is why women, you are satisfied with outer things. Men, you must look within. But when a man looks upon a woman, which is outwardly, he's sinning his heart, because you know why? You have now taken your focus off the Father. And you turned it inside. It's no more difference than a woman will call herself an apostle, a pastor. How is that so, queens? How is it so? What made you of that status outside of your own power, your own thoughts, and a man that really don't care nothing about you to tell you that you are that? And then if you're telling yourself that, then you measure yourself by yourself, so you know you are desperately wicked and deceived. Men, you need to stand up and tell the truth. And then you need to sit your rear end down and stop pretending to be something that you're not. You go to these conferences, you go to these different events every once a year, and it's just a sex pool. Women come up pregnant. These are leaders. We can get abortions. And get right back in the pool, put a screen with hotter like the Holy Spirit is on them. They talk about having whole sex with one another. These are leaders, people. Leaders. And yet they come and put their filthy, nasty hands on your forehead. Wake up. Wake up and realize that this is not the move of the Holy Spirit, or neither is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Do we make decisions in our life that sometimes get us off track? Yeah, but get back on track. Correct your ways and don't be moved. You have a spirit that's going around in what we call the church today, Christianity, and it's just sexual. It's sexual. And then you know what comes before the sex? Food. Telling women what they want to hear. Telling them how great they are, how anointed they are, how beautiful they are. You're not that great and beautiful. What makes you beautiful is the Holy Spirit, not the way that you look in your body. Do it help? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you should. You should take care of the temple. But that doesn't make you what you portray to be. And when you find out the woman is the weaker vessel, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Pharaoh's ability to teach, to have that anointing, and dispel demons, and be able to be receptive to the Holy Spirit. They can't do it. They can't do it. And kings have said that we're not stepping up to be able to teach them to do it. Adam and Eve they were not the first people. The nation raged because there is no one teaching with the power and anointing that the Father has given us. And then so they have to replace it with false spirits. That's Leland. Y'all go back and listen to the show. Get you a dictionary. Look up these things. L-I-L-I-T-H, Leland. That was very important in biblical times. When Jesus walked the earth, he didn't deal with the things we're dealing with in the 21st century. He had so much more that he had to deal with versus the stupidity and ignorance of us as a people. He said that he came to save his people from their sins. A sin is someone who know right and do wrong. You are not doing right by sitting up there licensing these women to be the filth of your own desires. Your own desires, men. Who do you think you are to license them to be filthy like you? And then, well, you know what it is. It's a payday. It gives power. People say, I have a vision. I hear this. I hear this. That does not make you an apostle. That does not make you a pastor. That does not make you a prophet. But you can be a prophet, prophetess. You could be that, but that's rare. But a pastor and an apostle, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? You finding people calling themselves these titles and they're yet very illiterate and have terrible attitude problems. Terrible. Some man then told them that they are anointed and they're gifted in their own filth. Your own behaviors, your own filth. Have more sex than the prostitutes and the women out in the street calling themselves whores. And then feel that you go back and repent and it's okay. You filthy. You are a very filthy individual. That is men and women. Doesn't matter. And the higher they have degrees, the worse they are. They become twofold children of a child of hell because you know what? They seek the favor of men, not the favor of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. They eat anything. They wear anything. They talk any way. They behave themselves any way. What? As long as it gets them what they want. They want in life. People wake up and realize that only what you do for Christ is going to last, not the stuff that they're sitting up there in these pool pits behind boxes screaming and hollering for a whole hour or two, getting you to give them some money, getting you to be dumbed down with the stupidity of the things that they're doing. How could you be of great magnitude and you can't stop eating chicken, pork, steak? You can't wait to get off that pool pit so you can go eat this filth. And I know people use this stuff that Paul was a to the Gentiles. It had nothing to do with you, color people, as a nation. You better wake up. And you better wake up real quick because the things that you're doing is terrible. Jesus, even according to your scriptures, for he so God so loved the world, God is not a word, that he gave his only begotten. So what? So that you can walk around and pretend to be great and that you can talk to men in any kind of manner that you want to talk to them? Can't you see what it has done to us as a people? Wake up. You have nothing to do with Adam and Eve, but you want to believe that. You want to believe you're a Gentile. You want to believe that you're less than what you are, kings and queens. Well, I talked the whole half an hour and went by really quick. Until the next time, my guest, bless you. That my Father's hand be upon you, that you turn, and that you turn back to the truth and not to your own abilities to solidify your own filth and your righteousness in your own stead. We out of here. Until the next time, say I love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace and love.
All is fair in love. Love. a crazy game. Two people about to stay in love is one, they say. But all has changed with time. None can see the road you leave behind. Ahead lies mystery. Love is